Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pete Rose. Batting second. The third baseman, Chico Ruiz. Batting third. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darren Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Purkey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bob Purkey. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Clouse. Batting second. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chico Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruiz bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Rose moves to second. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clouse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Clouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clouse hits a fly ball into right field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rose scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clouse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a line drive into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher takes first base on ball four. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Smith. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruiz is 0-for-0 in the game. Ruiz hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ruiz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pinson moves to second. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. Keogh hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ruiz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Klaus moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool bunts towards third. Ruiz fields it and throws to first for the out. Klaus moves to third. Smith moves to second. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Klaus scores. Smith moves to third. It's 1-0, Mets. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a pop-up into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rose scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas strikes out. One out. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is 0 for 1 in the game. Purkey hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Chico Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruiz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a pop-up into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ruiz. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Ruiz steals second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Reds. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Klaus bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up into right field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rose scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 2 in the game. Keogh hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Reds. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is 0 for 2 in the game. Purkey bunts in front of the plate. Gonder fields it and throws to first for the out. Cardenas moves to second. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a line drive towards left. Altman chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Altman. Cardenas scores. Rose moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Reds. Willard Hunter now pitching. Chico Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruiz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ruiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rose moves to third. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Johnson, and towards Rose, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Christopher moves to second. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonder takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Ellis now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rose settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing second base. Bobby Klaus now playing shortstop. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hunter, and towards Smith, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Graham pinch hits for Willard Hunter. Wayne Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a line drive into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards third. Ruiz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Wakefield now pitching. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keough hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Cardenas reaches second base with a double. Sammy Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rose hits a line drive into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Christopher hits a pop-up into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rose scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.